Thank you for tuning into the Elevation Church podcast. We hope you're able to listen to this weekend's worship experience. Today, we wanted to share a special teaching from Pastor Stephen. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy this message.
How many times have you gotten in trouble looking at something according to its appearance or its height? How much trouble has your measuring stick created in your life? Because you are looking at it with human measurement. But we came today to get heaven's measurement. And heaven's measurement isn't like human measurement. It's very different. In fact, God says, don't look at what you're inclined to look at, for people look at how tall it is. People will look at your boots. People will look at your purse. People will look at your walk. People will look at your wallet. People will look at how much. People will look at how many. But God doesn't measure like people measure. The Lord doesn't look at the height. Check this. The Lord looks at the heart. Paul said, I want you to know how high and how wide and how long and how deep. Not the stuff around you. You measure that enough. I want you to take a good look at what's happening within you. People measure height. God measures heart. Are you measuring your life by the height of it or the heart of it? Because if you measure by the height, you might be disappointed because you might not have what they have. But if you measure by the heart, you can say, God is working in me. He's strengthening me with power in my inner man. I've got a power that goes beyond my performance. So tell the person next to you, say, you're looking at me wrong. You're measuring me with a stick when you should be using a scale. Yeah. I know you've been avoiding it for months. But today, we need to step on the scale. Touch your neighbor, say, step on the scale. Step on the scale. Come on, it's better than December. It's a good time now. You might as well do it. This is as good as it's going to get to step on the scale. How much different would the decisions that you make be if you put down the stick and stepped on the scale? How many of you want to know what this scale says right now? I'm not telling you. And see, that's the thing about the heart is you can't see that like this. You can only see it when you get honest and say, God, what's really in me? Question, how do you measure yourself? That's my first question that I ask. How do I measure myself? Write it down. Go through these with me. How do I measure myself? I read this little book. And by that, I mean the first chapter of a book by David Brooks, who was a journalist who became disgusted with his own narcissism. He wrote the book called The Road to Character. I cannot speak for the entire book, but the first chapter is fabulous. And he said that he wrote the book because lately he's been thinking about the difference between resume virtues and eulogy virtues. And the idea that most of us measure success in life by what we do, what we have, resume virtues, when we should be measuring by how much any of it is going to weigh when it's over. I have a son who's going into middle school next year. Prayers appreciated. Advice not welcome. There is no advice. There is no advice. There is no advice. Just survival. There is no advice. Because I remember middle school, and I remember when Sarah told me I was shorter than I thought I was, and I remember how many ways you try to compensate, and so it's all a measure of what? Popularity. That's the problem with middle school, is because somebody hands your kid a stick. Must be this tall to ride. Must talk like this to fit in. Must wear this to attract attention. It's a stick. And nobody's stepping on the scale. And everything is measured by popularity. But popularity is not purpose. And some of the kids who are the most popular, I feel like preaching to students for a moment, just to break away from all the adults. It's too late for you anyway, and talk to the students. You already screwed up. But to the students, if you can weigh it on a scale, high school, middle school, college, if you can weigh it on a scale, not just a stick, some of the people who are the most popular now aren't preparing for their purpose. So what they're doing might be high, might be wide, might be long, but it's not made of glory. You know what the Hebrew word for glory is? Kavod. You know what kavod also means? Weight. Oh, how good is that for my sermon? God says, I measure glory. I measure weight. I measure the potential that I put in you. And if you let people size you up with a stick, you will compromise the essence of who you are in order to get a measurement that's not even accurate. I would rather sacrifice popularity on the altar of purpose than sacrifice purpose on the altar of popularity. Every time. Joseph wasn't popular at 17. Everybody hated that cat. His brothers didn't like him. His brothers tried to kill him. Not only could he not sit at the cool kids' table, he was thrown in a pit to die. But God was preparing him for purpose, because God doesn't look at how much people like you. God doesn't look at how many people are on Snapchat. I don't even know how to use Snapchat. That's how uncool I am. But I'm not trying to be cool. I'm trying to have purpose. God doesn't look at how many followers or how many friends. God looks at faith. God wants to know, what is the measure of your faith? Your faith. I'm looking at your faith. Not your face. Your faith, not your fans, your faith. You get on the scale, you do like Paul said in Romans 12:3. He said, by the grace that was given to me, I urge each one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. And you know what I thought that verse meant all my life till this morning? I thought that meant, you know, don't have a big head. Most of the people that I meet don't struggle with thinking they're better than they are. I mean, there are some. There are few. But in the context of the passage, which is actually talking about worship and sacrifice, I think there's a deeper meaning. I don't think he's just saying, you know, don't go into situations cocky and think you're better than you are. I think what he's saying is, you're not the judge. I think what he's saying is, don't trust your own self-assessment. I think what he's saying is, don't remove God from the throne and the judgment seat of your life and place yourself there as the new presiding judge over what you can and can't do. Stop talking yourself out of things that God called you to do. When you talk yourself out of something God said you could do, you call yourself wiser than God, and you're thinking of yourself a little too highly. To tell God what you can and cannot do, who do you think you are? Put your stick down. Step on the scale. Open the word of God. Give his words weight and say, God, I can do what you called me to do. I can be what you called me to be. I can carry what you called me to carry. I can take the weight. I can take the weight. So how do I measure myself? And really, this will flow into how I measure opportunity. How do you measure opportunity in your life? I know how David did it. David was that one that Samuel was hearing about, that was a man after God's own heart, a man with a big heart. Even as a little boy, he had a big heart. Saul didn't see it because he wasn't trained to see it, because Saul was a stick man. And when Saul saw David standing in front of Goliath, he said, this will never work. Because David's like, let me at him. And Saul's like, no, let me see. Come back in 3 years. Paul told Timothy, don't let anybody look down on you because you're young. So the assessments of others will often cause you to miss opportunities. Three different people told me not to start this church. People I respected, and one of them was a relative. Yeah, stick, you know. And you should listen to people that you love and people that love you. You should listen to them. But the problem becomes when you start letting the size of the opponent become bigger than the weight of the opportunity. So everybody else was really scared of Goliath because he was tall. Bible says that he was over 9 feet tall. Now that's a tall guy. That's a tall dude. I've met some NBA players before. I make them sit down while they talk to me. It's just how I cope. But this is tall. I've never seen anybody this tall. And for that reason, all the other soldiers with their stick out, we can't do it, stick out. A lot of churches get their stick out when they try to decide if they're going to grow, if they're going to expand, if they're going to move forward. Oh, it's going to cost too much. People these days will never show up for that. There's just too much evil in the world. It's just the agenda of all these other people. Politics. Man, shut up and get on the scale. And ask God, are you with me in this? And if he is, there's no devil in hell, no Goliath on the front line, no giant in your way too big to fall. David said, he might be tall, but I've got the weight advantage. Hello, I got the glory of God. Hello, I got the name of Yahweh. I got Jehovah Jireh. I got Jehovah Mekadesh. I got Jehovah Sitkanu. You might have height, but I got weight. Yeah! High five somebody, say, I got the weight advantage. I got the glory of God working in my life. I'm strengthened with power in my inner man. I can face any giant. I can climb any wall. It's not too tough. He reigns above it. He's seated above it. Why would I be scared of how tall he is when my God reigns over him? You can get in so much trouble measuring an opportunity with a stick. Some of you got in a bad marriage because you had a stick instead of a scale. So dating seminar. Don't measure a man that you're considering spending the rest of your life with a stick. I could go so many directions with that. You want to wind up with a stick man? Or you want somebody with substance? See, because if I'm you, I want a dude who can take the weight of hard times. And when life gets hard, he won't run because he's a man after God's own heart. I want a dude with heart, even if he isn't as handsome. I found out Saul might be handsome, but when it gets hard, Saul can't handle it. I want somebody who can take the weight. Ask your neighbor, can you take the weight? Because that's what God measures. Man, she's fine. She's fine, but is she gonna be a good friend? Because I promise, 25 years in, you want friend more than you want fine. Or you could get both. That's what I did. Come on, speak in tongues for my blessing, somebody. How do I measure myself? How do I measure opportunity? How do I measure results? Oh, this is a big one. How do I measure whether I matter? How do I measure whether it matter? If you are a mom, you better have your own scale, and it better not be calibrated to somebody else's calling. And it better not be calibrated to how somebody else raises their kids. And it better not be calibrated to how much money somebody else's husband makes. So you start trying to keep up with somebody, your scales are off. Your scales are off. And now you're feeling the weight of an expectation that did not come from above because you let somebody else set your scales. I found this little verse in Proverbs Proverbs 11, verse 1, it said that the Lord detests dishonest scales. God says, I hate it when you give weight to the wrong words. But accurate weights find favor with him. Acknowledging that what God put in me is the most important thing about me. You step on the scale, or do you break out the stick? Do you measure your life by the impact you can see? Are you a short game thinker? Some of you have the short view. You do what feels good in the moment. You know, like, oh, that felt good, man. That felt good. Yeah, it felt good. But what fruit is it going to bear next week? It feels good to tell somebody off. It feels good. You can get a result, a temporary result. Get it off your chest. I told them. Yeah, you told them. Yeah. Now you got to fix it. You got to go back and tell them that you're sorry for what you told them, because God's not going to let you live in disunity with people. So now you made yourself a mess. But if you measure the result on how good it felt, hey, man, it was pretty good. I told him, I got ahead, man. I'm letting nobody treat me like that. Yeah, but you now you're carrying the weight of an unwise decision. How many of you listen to Pastor Mickey White's podcast every week? Raise your hand. You know, that's happened every time I've asked people that. I asked the pastors and church leaders last week that same question. Not a hand went up. Because he didn't have one. Pastor Mickey, by the time I left Monk's Corner, was barely getting the scriptures up on the screen. He wasn't technology. He sent me a text message the other day about giving me a heart attack. Pastor Mickey is in his 70s. But he sat down in my parents' living room and told me that God's hand was on my life in an unusual way. In fact, the words he used, he said, I've seen a lot of young men and women. I've never seen one that God has his hand on like he has his hand on you. And those words have weight. And if you've listened to my podcast, you've heard his voice, because it's still echoing through my life. I want to ask again, how many of you have heard Pastor Mickey White preach before? Sure you have. Sure you have. Because his words had weight. And now the words I'm speaking, now what if you measured his ministry by how big the church got? You really going to measure whether you're a good parent by whether or not your kid likes you today? You're going to give them the stick? Tell you something about your kid. They're stupid. They don't. For now, they're going to get smarter, but they're stupid right now just by virtue of the fact that they haven't lived yet. So you're going to give them the stick? You're going to be in a popularity contest with your 13-year-old? You better get on the scale. You better figure out, am I doing this God's way? You don't have to like me today. You don't have to understand it today. But I'm going to parent you the best way I know how, because I put down my stick and I'm putting my feet on the scale. Give up too quick when you measure with the stick, don't you? Like, this isn't even, but you got to take the long view. And sometimes the cloud that builds the heaviest takes the longest. And sometimes when God really wants to create a result in your life, he puts that in the pressure cooker. And sometimes he puts it in the crock pot. And sometimes he lets it incubate. You can't judge it by what you see today. You can't judge it by how it turned out Tuesday. You gotta get beyond this and measure. You know, another thing that would probably be helpful to ask is, how do I measure this experience? This, whatever it is that comes into your life, how do you measure it? Because if you measure it with a stick, you'll always see the hardship. But if you measure on the scale, like Paul did this one time, he was going through something so serious that he said, I despaired of life. It was so hard. It was so hard that I despaired of life. But watch this in 2 Corinthians, I believe 2 Corinthians. What scripture did I give you? Chapter 4, verse 17. He says, but when I put what I went through on the scale, I found it to be light and momentary. Now, while I was measuring it with a stick, it was hard and it went on forever. But when I put it on the scale, I found it to be light and momentary. It was trouble, but it was light and momentary. He said there was something else that tipped the scale, oh God. There was something else that weighed more. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory. Kavah, weight is light when I compare it to the weight of the glory of God in my life. Here's what I came to tell you. Glory weighs more.
Thank you for tuning in for today's special message. If God is using this ministry to impact your life, help us continue to spread the word by investing today. You can give at elevationchurch.org/give or by downloading our app and selecting give. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more bonus teachings like this one.